This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Has the last day of school ever felt so close and yet so far? Students and teachers all over Michigan are driving toward the finish line, very keen to get the pandemic year in the rearview mirror. While some are no doubt ready to tear it up and get recharged over the summer, this season may also represent some very unsettling transitions for students who are on their way out of school and headed for, well, for what exactly? A pandemic-informed college experience? A profoundly changed job market? Today, we're going to introduce you to two Michigan students finishing their school years and looking ahead to the next thing. We're going to skip last names to protect their privacy. Let's start by meeting Jane. She's just finished her junior year at a high school in Kalamazoo. Hi, Jane.
Hello, April.
And Nawaf is joining us from Dearborn, where he's going to graduate from high school very shortly. Nawaf, how are you doing?
Good. How are you guys? Yeah, I just had my last day on class May 27th,
and
due to graduate. Yeah, and I'm graduating June 10th, so in about a week from now.
Well, first of all, can we just go over what you guys did on your holiday weekends? Nawaf, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I just hung out with family and took time to appreciate and give gratitude to those who served before us.
Yeah. How about you, Jane? What did you do over the weekend?
My sister and dad and I, we went up to, we have like a cabin on Lake Michigan. So we went up there and just hung out since Thursday.
Did you freeze?
It was pretty cold. Yeah, I didn't go in the water, but they did. I don't know why.
Nawaf, were you outdoors very much with you and your family getting together?
Yeah. Yep, we had a little beach day.
Nice. So we know that this academic year had to be really challenging. But before we get into that, I just want to ask what your lives felt like this year and the kinds of things you were doing. Jane, do you want to tell us a little bit about how you were spending your time?
Yeah, sure. It just was like very boring. And I found myself like jumping a lot from different, mostly video games, I'm going to be honest, but just different interests that could keep me like sucked in for like a week, 2 weeks. This current one that I'm doing is in about 3 months, so that didn't really work out as planned, but just to keep me interested and like not like rotting in my bed.
Yeah.
But it was just like academically and personally, it was just a very boring year, and I had to find other things to keep me, you know, my brain working.
Jane, I know that before the pandemic, you were involved in a lot of stuff like theater and debate club. Was it possible for you to take part in any of that this year?
Yeah, kind of. So my Model UN club, we went to two virtual conferences this year. We did one that was a day, just Southwest Michigan thing. And then we did University of Michigan's online conference. Mm-hmm. There was nothing with theater that I could do, but I also joined the tennis team this year.
Whoa.
Towards the end of the year where we mostly wore masks, but when we were playing, you know, so I didn't do theater, but I was able to at least slightly continue, my Model UN club.
How was tennis?
It was good. You know, we suffered a lot of crushing defeats because this was my first year playing, but, it was fun.
Nawaf, how about you? What kinds of things were you spending your time with this year?
I was mainly just working and hanging out with friends, you know, under safe conditions. I think the best way to put it is this past year was very much a blur. So it was, you didn't get to see family and friends as much as you wanted to. So a lot of things just passed by very quickly.
Yeah. We've been through so many different phases. I mean, now people seem to be getting out of their houses a lot more and gathering a lot more. But were there any restrictions on you, either from your family or just concerns you had yourself about meeting up with friends and stuff this year?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was best to be careful for, you know, myself and those around me to not put myself out there as much as I wanted to. Just for, you know, selfless reasons. You know, when the vaccines came out and everyone started following, getting vaccinated and whatnot, things got a little more loose. So that's some good news. But other than that, I tried to restrict hanging out with friends as much as I wanted to, just for those around me.
Yeah. Nawaf, I think you were actually in school in person for part of the time this year. What was that like?
Yeah, it was, it's not what you expected. So it's about two in-person students a classroom, because a lot of students opted in for just virtual learning instead of the hybrid. So, you know, at the most, you'll have 3-4 kids a classroom. So it was still Zoom in classroom. And it was very quiet.
Yeah, I can imagine. Did you find academics more or less difficult for the time that you were online?
I found academics more difficult because it kind of took more motivation to focus and tune in through a computer screen rather than in person, face to face. But nonetheless, our teachers did a great job teaching and carrying on through this pandemic.
Was there any particular subject that was a little bit more challenging from the distance?
Yeah, I would say calculus, because that's very much like firsthand. You'd have to have a lot of practice, and you know, missing that kind of time makes it harder for it to learn the concepts and subjects.
Yeah. So Jane, there you were virtual for the entire school year. How does that compare to the in-person learning that has been your entire school career up until now?
Honestly, I definitely prefer in-person learning, but my grades were higher this year. So maybe it's just because my teachers weren't giving any work. But I like how Nawaf said, it's just a lot harder to engage myself in school. So, you know, I have a lot of missing work.
What was the policy on that? Like, did it vary from teacher to teacher about whether they would grade you down for that?
Yeah, it varied from my teacher to teacher. So two great examples at the opposite ends of the spectrum. My AP government teacher, he took some late work, and my school goes by trimesters because we're weird. But he took some late work in the first and second trimester. But as the third trimester came along, and we had the AP test, obviously, taking mine this week, there's just no late work accepted. And then my AP statistics teacher accepts all late work that anyone turns in, because he just wants us to know the concepts over putting stress on ourselves to get it done in time.
I'm so happy that that was you and not me. I didn't take statistics till college, but I had such a terrible time with it. I did just well enough to know that I was failing statistically.
It's rough.
Yeah. Nawaf, I don't want to rat you out, but I heard sometimes you had to join in virtual class while you were working.
Right, yeah. So class starts at 8 o'clock, and because I'm a senior, I have less hours in person. And I had dual enrollment, so some classes in college and some in high school. So my classes would run from 8 o'clock to about 11:10, 11:15. And on test days within my last hour, I'd have to stay a little bit longer. That way I'd do my tests or some virtual Zoom sessions through work. You know, my boss was lenient enough to allow me to work that out.
How did your teachers respond to that?
They're very understanding. So, They understood that not everybody has the same conditions. And as long as I was there in class, participating and engaging, they were fine with it.
Yeah. You work at your uncle's restaurant, right?
Right. Noah Smokehouse. It's great barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the best.
Jane, you recorded a radio diary for Michigan Radio a couple months back. And I just want to play a little bit of sound from what you recorded of yourself. Let's take a listen.
Okay. Hello, it is, it is April 6th, Tuesday. What time is it, like 4:30? It
is
like 4:30.
4:20.
4:20.
All right. All right, lady.
That's my mom, Katie, who I'm laughing with right there. We get along well.
Hello. Hi, can I get an iced tea?
The other day, I recorded us at the Starbucks drive-thru. We got to talking about school the past year.
What do you think that you have lost your junior year not being in school in person?
A lot of learning.
Yeah, you don't think that you've learned as much?
My stats exam is going to go horribly. Just because it's really hard for me to learn math through a computer. Because, I'm not being, it's just hard to do that.
But there's something else I've lost. Something my mom pointed out.
Sometimes when I come in your room and you're playing video games, I feel sad.
Well, I like to play video games.
I know, but it's
fun for
you. You should be leaving the house on a Friday night and being like, I'll be back at curfew.
She's right. I've missed out on a lot of the experiences 16-year-olds get to do. I haven't driven around aimlessly with my friends on a Friday afternoon or spent 3 hours at Denny's just goofing off.
Yeah, I do kind of wish that I was able to have that sort of thing.
So next year...
Next year, Mom, I will party all the time.
No!
Okay, I mean, I play video games on a Friday night. I'm not actually trying to party. But I am looking forward to getting my life back. I'm graduating high school next year, so I gotta make it a good one.
That's a bit of a radio diary that our guest Jane, a high school junior in Kalamazoo, recorded. Jane, what does making the next year a good one mean to you right now?
I guess there's a couple different ways I could answer that question. Academically, I would like to get into the colleges I want to go to. That would make it a pretty good year. Personally and socially, before the pandemic, I didn't really hang out with my friends all that much. I would see them and everything, and I also would do my extracurriculars, and I would say I hung out with a friend outside of school maybe once or twice a month, but I would like to just increase that number a lot because I've missed them.
Yeah, be more of an extrovert. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Nawaf, will you tell us about something that you tried to do to make this year memorable? I heard you had a really epic spring break trip.
Yeah, we did. Me and my friends went to Arizona. So we had about a week-long trip at Arizona where we got to see the Grand Canyon and go hot air ballooning and whatnot. We had a whole house to ourselves for the week, and it was awesome.
That sounds incredible. And a little against the grain for the usual spring break choices of Fort Myers or
Palm Beach or something. We didn't want to go. We didn't want to have a basic trip. Go to Myrtle Beach or Florida. So we wanted to do something where you'd kind of get the best of both worlds, where you'd still have a fun time but also a kickback, laid back trip.
Yeah, Jane, you talked in your radio diary the entire piece of how easy it was to get burned out this year. You explained the fact that even though you're home attending school all day by holding still looking at a screen, that you still felt a degree of burnout. Could you say a little bit more about what you meant by that?
Yeah, I just want to clarify on that part a little bit. Last year, or when I was in person, I didn't really feel the school burnout as much. Which is strange. I know in person you have to interact with people all day. But I'm just a naturally social person. So being able to actually talk to people really helped go against my burnout when I was in person. But being stuck at my desk for many hours and just doing school by looking at the screen, I wasn't talking to anyone except maybe once to answer questions in class. So, it's a lot easier for me to get burnt out because I'm geez, I'm not seeing anyone or having any connections. So,
Yeah.
It sucks.
Was there anything that you could do about that?
I have a lot more friends that I voice call with on the regular. I would say I'm talking to at least one of them at least once a day. So it doesn't really help with school, but it helps just my mental state to have people to talk to.
Yeah.
So I found myself chatting quite a bit more.
Nawaf, what about you? Do you feel like the screen time part of the school year gave you that feeling of burnout?
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. It's definitely mentally draining, but After some time, you kind of adapt, and or at least on my end, you kind of adapt and try to tweak it in ways that it works best for you. And once you try to mentally kind of put it as this is your school, not just virtual school, it makes things go easier if you have, you know, if you engage more and participate with your teachers and whatnot.
If you could go back in time and give yourself some advice before the beginning of the 2020-2021 school year, what would you say? Nawaf, could you go first?
Yeah, as a senior, being my last year of high school, I definitely say enjoy it. And, you know, this is the last year or so where you get to see all your friends and family at such a high rate. And I would definitely say enjoy it, and, you know, don't take any of that time for granted, even though it is under tougher conditions. And it's definitely be a fun thing to look back on 20, 30 years down the line, telling your kids and grandkids that you went to school at you know, during a pandemic. So
I don't think they're going to believe it.
Yeah.
Jane, what about you? What would you tell Jane of September 2020?
I think I would tell Jane of September to do the work when it's due and not let yourself get piled up with all that late work. Because even if, like, your teachers are accepting of late work, it's still very stressful to have, like, 5 missing assignments that are all super long. And it makes you, like, not want to do it. So I've been, you know, piling up a little bit. So I would say do your work when it's there.
Nawaf, you're the guy who's going to be moving on after this year. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your plans for summer and fall?
Yeah, definitely. So I do have a couple acceptances of colleges. I'm currently undecided as to where I'm going to go, but I'm definitely looking forward to kind of having that in-person, you know, feel back in next fall.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Exciting time.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Jane, Nawaf, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you guys for having us on.
Yeah, this is cool.
Jane goes to school in Kalamazoo, and Nawaf was joining us today from Dearborn, where he lives and attends classes.